Let's focus our attention now on the Western Cape, where there is now an acting Minister of Community Safety, Andrew Maree, stepping into the shoes, I suppose, of Albert Fritz, the former incumbent, who has been suspended. Questions are being asked as to why more details are not being given out about the reasons for the suspension. You heard from groups involved in community policing forums down in the Western Cape. That was in Sifiso Zulu's bulletin earlier, and he'll be back at 3:30, by the way, with more details of that. But to get some feedback on this from the DA's perspective, we're joined by Jaco Lont, who is Western Cape Provincial Chairperson. Mr. Lont, welcome, and thanks very much for your time. Many people are asking why there is not a greater level of disclosure from a party that certainly says it prides itself on transparency and is highly critical of government entities that don't meet your standards. Some answers perhaps from you as to why you're going about it this way. Good afternoon to you. Jaco Lont, do we have you on the line?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes. Did you hear my question? Let me see where we are.
I did hear your question.
Okay, great. Over to you. Thanks.
Okay. Now, good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners as well. I do think there's a bit of a difference. I mean, when the actions came up, there was both from government and from a party.
Sorry, can I ask you to start again? I'm sorry about the stop-start interview, but we didn't hear the first part and then you became nice and clear. Kick off from the beginning, if you will, please.
Okay. Well, the first part was just my greeting, everyone. So
the second
part is I do think there's a bit of a difference between how the DA and the Western Cape government has dealt with this and similar cases also in the country. When the Premier and the party learned of this, we acted quite swiftly. And even in the Premier's statement, I think it is quite clear why he has treated it in this manner. And I mean, I can read it to you, but there was specific request by the complainants for confidentiality and the seriousness of the allegations made and the right of all parties to a fair and unprejudiced investigation into the veracity of the claims. It was needed to deal with it quickly, but also fairly to everybody involved.
You would surely be able to say what this is about without naming any of the complainants and without compromising any investigations. I mean, if you were to say this is not about financial impropriety, it is about something else. I mean, what stops you from telling us what this is about without compromising individuals?
You see, I'm going to this where we try and we do keep the difference between party and state. And from the party side, we are going to just say these are very serious allegations and we want the investigation to be done thoroughly with nobody interfering in any manner whatsoever. And once the matter has been concluded, we will be further comments. But I mean, I do want to commend the Premier for acting as swiftly as he did. It's not often that you get elected leaders to do that, and Alan has set the example of acting in a thoroughly professional manner, and is usually very open with the residents of this province. But he has stated why he has treated this manner with the sensitivity he has, and I do think we need to respect that.
Why?
That we do not run with rumours, and that the full process can follow its due course, whether it's the complainant or the accuser. That this process runs as smoothly and as quickly as possible.
But I return to my question, Mr. Lont. I mean, you are eager to commend Alan Windey for the swiftness of his actions. People will make up their own mind about that. But the lack of transparency to tell the public what exactly this is about. And I mentioned this to you specifically in the light of people we had on our news bulletin earlier who worked directly with Mr. Fritz, who are saying, well, we need to know what he's in trouble about because we have entrusted to him confidences. We've put our faith in some of the work that he's doing. And now he's suspended. We're told it's serious and we have absolutely no idea, even in broad terms, what it's all about.
But I understand that there might be some frustration around this. But I also think it is not unfair if you look at how the party during this term of Premier Wendy has handled with many complex and many difficulties. There's been openness, there's been transparency. But for this specific case, there was a request that at this stage, please let us allow a thorough investigation to conclude, and then we will give you all the details and we will comment on the matter.
But how are we to judge, Mr. Launt, if the investigation has been thorough, if we don't even know what the matter on the table is?
Okay, that's why I say let's wait until the matter is concluded. And then, John, you and everybody else can dissect it from the top to the bottom. But at this stage, I do think we need to allow that an independent, fair process gets followed. And as a party, we respect that as well. And then the listeners, the residents, can judge us how we've handled this case at the conclusion, not preempt anything along the way.
Would you accept this from another political party? Okay, we just seem to have lost Jaco Launt there. Do we have him back? Mr. Launt, just a final question. Would you accept this from another political party saying, well, we're doing this all behind closed doors. We've suspended the minister of this or that. We're not telling you what it's about. And when we've done our own internal investigation, we'll let you know what conclusions we've drawn in regard to a man whose salary is paid for by the South African public and not by the DA.
I do think it's 100% correct that every resident expects swift action from your public representatives. And this is what Alan Wendy as the Premier did.
Mr. Launt, you're trying to change the question and it's not helpful. And can I ask you to please focus on the one you asked? The swift action is not in dispute. Those who choose to applaud it will do so. I'm asking you about the transparency.
You are. And that's why I say you can judge us how we've handled this thing, but there's very few politicians that act as swiftly as Premier Wendy has done.
Jaco Launt, what are your thoughts? Let us know. It seems to me that you must be able to tell people, and by the way, Newsroom Africa has already, by the way, gone live, and they must be doing it with a degree of confidence, saying what the matter is about. That's another thing. These things do tend to come out in messy ways, but surely there's a way to say this deals with financial impropriety. This deals with speeding and driving without a license, whatever it is. And you can do that. And if you have been following Newsroom Africa, you'll understand the framework of that sensitivity. But surely you can mention it. You can explain that part of it without naming anybody or giving any revelatory details that either places them in a particular job or identifies them by name.